What up, what's good, what's popping, everybody? Welcome to Mind of a Black Child. My name is Michelle, and these are my mental diaries. Very often, I fantasize about my soft girl era. Right now, I could speak my home language and say, get the bona, get leko Ibiza somewhere. It's very a cocktail, holemonati, you know, just vibes, really the love of my life. I think for me, my soft girl era means being able to see myself live the life that I've always wanted, and the life that I've always manifested, you know. I think that for me is my definition of my soft girl era. For me, to be able to walk into spaces and feel the inner child in me and the life that I've manifested, just see it right in front of my eyes, that is my definition of soft girl era. And getting to that era, I think it's a journey. It's really a journey of a lot of unlearning and learning and self-love and self-care, because you have to, for you to identify your soft girl era, I believe you have to come to a point where you start understanding what you like, what you don't like, what makes you feel uncomfortable, because the idea of soft girl era is for you to not live a life that is uncomfortable, because nothing uncomfortable is soft, you know? So I think, yeah, I identify soft girl era with being comfortable. And when I speak of comfortability, I don't just speak in a material sense, but I speak from an inner perspective. Something that I now love about myself, which also forms part of my soft girl era, is the inner work that I've done for me to not be intimidated by what I see on social media, or for me to want people's lives, or to feel like, well, I deserve this too, or I wish I had this. I do not suffer from that when I log onto social media, and I think that is a great, great part of myself, because for someone who actually works on social media, it takes a lot for me to get to that point where I can log in, not intimidated by anything. I appreciate everything. I love what everybody's doing. And I can log out and I can still be happy with my life. That for me also equates to my idea of soft girl era. So it shows me that if I can make that progress inside of myself and do that inner work to get to a point where I am now living my soft girl era on social media and the things that I see on social media, I can surely live my soft girl era in the material world. I can surely have what I want to have. It's about doing the work that I did inside. So I think, yeah, that's me really on my soft girl era and how I identify with it and what I see it as. So I guess all of me is living in my soft girl era, even though there is a lot more work to do, but we love this softness and we love this comfortability with the way we are with ourselves. And we, again, because I speak to younger Michelle and older Michelle, as always. So I think what I could leave you with in this episode is that be content with yourself, be content with your life, do the inner work, do the necessary work to get to that soft girl era. And it's okay for your soft girl era to be different from someone else's. It's okay for you to be different to someone else, because you are you. Everything about you is unique, from the strands in your hair to your fingerprints to your toes, to your vessels. You are different and you are unique in your own shape, form, and way. So yeah, do you, baby. And it is your host, Michelle. Mind of a Black Child. Let's take it to the top, baby.